All right, we're back.
Woo! Nice. Another episode of Less Kevin, More Tech.
UTechIT.com.
Yes, and so this is truly Less Kevin.
More today. Christine.
More Christine. Less Tech.
More Tech.
More Tech, More Christine. More lip art. We like it. Yeah. All right, we're on a roll.
Less Kevin.
Less Kevin. Right, Less Kevin. We're on a roll. So here's what's fascinating me. For all of our listeners out there, we're recording this in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And who's the national football champion?
University of Michigan.
Michigan.
What year?
This year.
This
we're talking
year.
This year. Okay. Yeah,
this year.
So, more importantly, what are the colors of the University of Michigan?
Maize and blue.
Maize and blue. And we're sitting across the table from two guys in Ann Arbor wearing what?
Green.
Green.
Green and white. So that's Michigan State colors.
If I had to pick a team up north, it would be the Spartans over the Wolverines.
Really?
I'm sorry to say that.
Yes. Why?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm from Ohio, so we like to say the state up north.
Oh, are you a Buckeye too?
I'm a Buckeyes fan. So it's tough being here. Yeah. I almost didn't come.
Oh, geez.
You guys won the national title. Yeah. We already sponsored the event, so I had to be here.
Yeah, wow.
But of course I wouldn't miss a time to come and visit my friends at UTech.
Good. We're happy to have you.
Well, let's introduce you.
Tell us who you are. Yeah, guys, go ahead.
Peter Gasparo, Regional Sales Manager for Zoltus.
Zoltus, our provider for voice over IP.
Unified Communications Platform.
Yeah. Absolutely. John Layton, Area Director for Zoltus as well. It's my first time here.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
welcome.
Those are great.
We love having you guys here.
I told him about March Madness, the event that you guys do every year.
So more than once.
And he was like, I don't get it. I'm like, you'll get it once we get into their room and you see their TV wall of nine TVs that they have. And he's like, I don't get it. And then he saw it. He goes, I get it now.
I'll send him the hype reel from last year. And you'll
be
like,
I made it in that video a couple times.
I need to be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You were in the hype reel.
I was.
Yeah, good.
It was. It was a fun event. I'm looking forward to it again this year.
It's a great event. It's a great opportunity to get to know your clients, in a less structured, less formal way.
And our clients to meet our partners.
Yeah, to meet our partners. What it does is it forms a greater relationship, a greater bond. And, I think right now, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think there's so much flood of information and technology. It's easy to be confused, you know.
And it gets more confusing every day because what you learned yesterday changes tomorrow.
And so who does somebody go to that's a trusted advisor?
UTech.
UTech.
And these kind of events allow you to get to know us. You get to actually speak to the folks on, that are running our help desk. You get to speak to the, our management and, people that come out and fix your stuff and get to just, it's just a great opportunity for clients to meet with the vendors and have a more human discussion and build that trust and rapport.
How long have you guys been doing it?
Christine is the director of marketing for UTech is going to provide that answer.
So we moved into this building in 2016 and we were still getting our video wall room, set and kind of everything set in our office. And so in March of 2017, we used that event to really do a kickoff, like, hey, here's our new digs. We did a ribbon cutting ceremony with both the Ann Arbor and the Brighton Chamber of Commerce. So that's kind of how it all started. And then we probably had a couple hundred people here, but it was a big deal. And then so we're like, hey, maybe we should start doing this annually. So we did it in 17, 18, 19, skip 20 and 21.
Well, what happened in 2020?
Right.
COVID.
But do you know when?
March.
When? Like the 20th? Our event was the 21st.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we had I had the food, the vendors. We had everything. We had the beer. Like, we had everything ready to go. And basically, the government shut everything down. And we had to cancel the day before.
You would have been the first super spreader event.
Absolutely.
We would have.
One of them.
That's true.
Oh, we would have. I mean, we had
everybody.
Our room was set up. We had registration table set up. We had to pull the plug the day before, and so we didn't have it in 20. We were thinking about 21, and we're like, it's a little too soon. So we were back at it in 22, 23. So this will be our sixth one.
Yeah,
it's a great event.
And it keeps getting bigger and better. Growing. Like, yeah last year I think we had 500 people.
Do you expect even more than that this year?
Hope so.
Yeah.
We're going to work on it.
We're going to work on it. Everybody gets put in the bracket if they register. It's awesome. It's an awesome event.
Like into the, the bracket for.
Bracket pool.
Yeah. Bracketology.
Yeah, so you get your name on it, and then throughout the tournament, we report on it, you know, to our clients. And then as the clients get, you know, further and further, there's a, you know, grand prize always to be determined.
Yes.
I want to sponsor a bracket this year.
Do you really?
And do a prize.
I would love you to.
I would love it.
That'd be a great idea.
Good. We'll put your logo right on top of the board. Cool.
The Zoltis champion.
Sweet. Zoltis? I thought you were going to have Gasparo.
No, I'm not going to sponsor it myself. I think it'd be fun for Zoltis to sponsor.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
It would be cool. So talk a little bit about Zoltis.
We're a unified communications platform.
What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, unified communications, big word since COVID hit.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is now talking about multiple ways to communicate with your customers. Right. How can I get in touch with our customers, whether it's web chat, texting, the old-fashioned phone call always works, email. Unified communications allows you to communicate with your customer in multiple ways.
Interesting, because as more and more technology gets developed, there's more and more ways to communicate. And it's back to everybody's talking, but no one's listening.
Right.
Yeah, because there's so many different ways. And what I like about, you know, how we use it here for our clients is it kind of brings it all into one spot.
One pane of glass.
Yes, one pane of glass.
Say. Yeah.
You know, we use it here as our phone system.
Oh, yeah.
We love it.
Actually, our whole business would collapse without it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fact, because we are a service delivery mechanism. That's what we do.
You know, it's with COVID, everything kind of changed. People started to work from home. Our slogan, work anywhere, work everywhere, was pre-COVID.
Mm.
Because we had sales guys all across the United States. We have inside people all across the United States. We have help desk people all across the United States. We don't have an office that we go into. So we're utilizing these tools on a daily basis. I'm utilizing my mobile device or my computer or my desk phone when I am at home to be able to make and receive calls. So there's so many different ways I can get in touch with other regional sales managers or John, my boss, to be able to chat with him or email him or text him if I need to through our system and ensure that customers don't have my personal cell phone number.
I love that too. Like when I'm in the office, when my phone rings, I've got three choices. I can pick up my handset and answer it that way. I can click a button and have it connect through my computer into my earbuds, or I can pick it up through my app on my cell phone. And if I'm calling out, it looks like I'm calling out from my landline number if I'm using the app, and so I don't have to give out my personal cell phone number.
And
so there's a lot of different ways that you can communicate, and we're not even talking about the web chat or IMing or anything, but it's great.
And it's easy, too. It's ease of use when you talk to a lot of people that aren't used to it. They get overwhelmed, but it's very easy once they see how to switch from soft phone, hard phone. And how to use the messaging and the texting. And
so where do you see all that going? You know, so it's communication modes are expanding. You know, there's all the different apps and social media, and everybody seems to be having their own. But where do you see Zoltis and their roadmap?
You know, I think we're always going to upgrade our system. We're always going to enhance it and improve the features and functionalities of our system. But at the end of the day, people are still going to make phone calls. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be the case with businesses to pick up the phone and talk to somebody over that. We're going to add some additional elements to our system like we always do, like the web chat, call attached data, a handful of different features and functionalities.
You'll see AI features coming down the road as well, which is a must-have going into the future.
I'm pretty fascinated by AI because people have been indicating that I'm artificially intelligent for years now. So it's...
They say that to your face?
Oh, yeah. They say, you're AI.
It is amazing technology that they have out there, and it keeps on... of the technologies that keeps advancing.
So where do you see that? I mean, because I've read stuff that sounds like science fiction, like I'm talking into my phone to somebody with a different language, you know, and there's, like, communication going back. I don't know if that's science fiction, if that's a reality, and... you know.
They'll get to that point,
yeah.
Of course. I think it's also call managers or supervisors can get a notification if the tone of the call starts to go south. If the customer starts to be a little angry with the, you know, an airline or hotel, they can get a notification saying, hey, this call seems to be going south. Maybe you start to listen to that. And that's where a lot of the AI stuff is coming into play. And then also having a conversation with AI is starting to become more and more prevalent. It's starting to happen.
So as soon as like someone's listening, a customer on the phone who's not happy because their flight got canceled, they drop 3 F-bombs. Mm-hmm. That triggers someone to come in and escalate the
hey, go listen to this. This could get hostile pretty quickly. So that's where a lot of the AI stuff is coming from.
It's also, even before you get to the human call, is now more advanced of what they can do. And the AI technology truly gets smarter as it collects data.
It's learning.
Right.
It's a learning. Yeah, exactly.
What about employee training and development? Is that something that would be coming along the line for? So in where I'm going with that is I heard you that you can identify tone, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, we have employees in a lot of different facets. But so is there an ability, do you think, coming around the corner that, you know, based upon a customer service representative or a sales representative, that the calls would be monitored, recorded, and maybe training and development come out of that?
Oh, I'm sure. Right now we can record calls.
Right.
We can do all
you
that
guys
right now.
Can record it in a really cool way. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, we have a couple different recording options. We have Always Record, which, you know, exactly like it sounds. We're going to record this group of people. We're going to record Extension 101, whatever it is. And then we have On Demand Recording, which allows you to, again, let's say the call starts to go south and we're like, oh my God, I would love for John to listen to this call to hear where it went south. I can press the record button on our desk phone, on our soft phone, on my mobile device, and it will go back to the beginning of that phone call, mm-hmm. and now I have all of those coachable moments. Mm-hmm. Then I can send that recording to John and say, hey, listen to this call, see where it started to go south.
That's cool.
Another good example you said earlier about that is a sales rep's on the road. They're going through the mobile app, right, mm-hmm. the Zoltus mobile app, and the customer prospect, whoever they're talking to, starts spitting out either model numbers or, you know, information that they're like, crap,
order
I can't order, yeah. Like, I can't write anything down. I'm driving across 696. They hit the record button. It goes back to the beginning, and now that all that information is getting recorded.
Now he re-listens to the recording when he's in a safe location. Obviously, don't want him taking notes while he's driving. He gets back to his office or wherever it is and can listen to that recording, and now he has that information. Also, if you're an order taker, there's no he said, she said anymore with what did you or mm-hmm. didn't you order. It says right here, you ordered 1,000 of these pieces. Here's the recording for that. So it's just helping businesses run more efficiently. And that's really what we're trying to do at the end of the day with Zoltus.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's a great feature.
It's definitely a great feature. It's good for if you're on a conference call with, and I've done many of them, with customers, and somebody joins late, and then somebody has to leave, and you didn't record it, and somebody on the team said, oh, man, we should have recorded this from the beginning because Bob missed the beginning, and Eddie's now gone. Boom, you got
right.
it. So your customer side, whether it was the IT gentleman that had to leave, whether it was the VP of sales, whoever it was.
Well, I like for me personally is the text.
You know, texting is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Texting is great.
You know, and then from the voicemails also, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, voicemail transcription,
exactly.
voicemail to email.
I don't even have to read. I mean, the transcription is so good.
It
comes across on my email, and I just delete the voicemail because I just read what it says.
Right.
And then I just call the person back, or I know what they're looking for. I don't even listen to it. I just read it.
Yeah.
And text is so prevalent for anybody that has children. I could call my son right now. He wouldn't answer the phone. I could text him, and he would answer me in a second.
Right.
It's just, it changed how we communicate.
Wave of the future.
Right.
The exactly.
It is. It is.
Well, that's the neat thing about unified
communications.
Yeah.
Multiple ways to communicate.
I think another, and I'm just throwing out some benefits because these are some ones that I've come across. Another cool feature is the contact center, where if you do have, let's say, an 800 number, right, that you guys can do, and it all comes into a call center, and then you got to see if who's on the phone, and through the Zach app on the computer, you're able to see those calls and who's on the phone and who's available and who's not, and you can have that call center aspect of it.
Yeah, and we have that feature actually built in. A lot of the contact center features our customers are looking for, we have in our standard and premium levels. So you can log into a couple different groups and see who's available, who's not available, who's doing a wrap-up. We have all of that built into our non-content contact center seats. Mm-hmm. So we're able to, you know, provide that kind of level of service they're looking for at a premium price, or a standard premium user seat price, I should say. But yeah, the contact center is very important. And mm-hmm. I know Tim uses it here and he likes it for the wall board. So he can see how many calls are being made, how many calls are being abandoned, how many calls are being put on hold, who's waiting on hold. We have all of that real-time analytics that we can provide with that contact center user experience. And it's great for tech teams or support teams where they have a TV and a wall board where they want to be able to see all of that information in real time.
And if you've never been in a contact center, I mean, it's like invaluable information that they get. There's TVs going, you know, with this information, and the more they can get out of a call.
We don't have the wall. What Tim has is, so Tim, he manages our help desk, right? And so he's, Tim's probably on a good day about 5'7", maybe.
Yeah.
So he's got the dual monitors at his desk. So when you walk down.
You can't see him behind
him. You can't see him. He's just.
Because he's hidden behind the door.
Yeah, he's got some great monitors. Yeah, those monitors are great in his office.
But it's funny because, you know, he's got all of his data over here, and then he's got this one and then this one. But you can't see him.
He's hidden back
there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Love that.
One feature that we're starting to see a lot more requests on is outbound dialer, and everybody has probably experienced a need for outbound dialer here in Michigan the last couple of days because of school closings. So with our system, we're able to drop a list into the system, and then it makes calls and records a message. On January 24th, schools are closed, and then it hangs up.
Yeah.
So it's not wasting a person's time to do that.
It's big in the health industry, too, for doctor's appointments.
Oh, for confirmation.
Dentists,
yep.
Whether it's for confirmation or cancellation, reschedule to get you to call back.
So you guys
have
that
in.
Built in now?
We do. It's an available feature on our system, but we see it more and more with doctor's offices, but also with schools now because of that reason. School closings, you don't want to have to call 200 kids.
Right,
yeah. More than that.
Not physically possible. Not only call, text. So when I get the updates, I chose text, so my doctor texts me, doesn't call me.
Yeah, great.
So again, ease of use and how you want to be communicated with.
But that takes me back to the days when we used to have personal call. You know, you'd have the different when the school would close, how far back.
Yeah.
School would close, and then your job was to call 10, and you had to call 10. And, yeah, it's pretty common.
Times have changed.
No, love it. One of the things that we always hear, and I think you should be very proud of this, and that's why I want you to bring it up, is it talks about, voice is not reliable. Voice over IP, you know, goes down all the time, and you know, things like that. So why don't you talk about, number one, I'd like the folks to know, what is the downtime, and then why it is what it is, right? And then the testing that you do annually to ensure the uptime.
Yeah, so we've never had a full outage on our hosted platform. Our system stays up.
Amazing.
So as a business owner, you know your system's going to work. You know you're going to be able to make and receive calls regardless of what's going on, whether it's on your mobile device or it's on your business VoIP system. So we've never had a full outage. We have a couple of data centers. We have two. We have one in Boston and one in Denver. Mm-hmm. And we test that on a regular basis. And we test the failover on a quarterly basis to ensure if something happens catastrophic in Boston, we can easily just convert all that data over.
Share a little bit on that testing because I think it's pretty darn extreme what you guys do.
So I'd love to get a technical guy on here. Just I think of it as flipping a switch.
Yeah.
And it's sending all that information and that data there. Now, we do back up our information on a nightly basis, but I would love to get a technical guy to jump in on that one.
But I just think it's fascinating that that's how you test it, is that once a year you actually turn it off. Just to see
catastrophic happened, right? Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Boston's no longer there. Goodbye, Boston. Denver's up and running.
Yeah,
so we're all right in that situation.
I just think that's gutsy.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that commercial the electrician for the house. I don't know if you remember this one. But the person's going to reach into the garbage disposal to get something out of the garbage.
And then
the spouse is coming through the door to hit the light switch and just hit the switch.
Do you trust the garbage
disposal? Oh, yeah. Do you trust your
electrician?
Yeah.
Yeah. They miswired it.
Yeah, exactly.
Loses his hand.
Right.
I do remember that commercial.
But I do believe that shows the commitment. And I think it's fascinating to say over X amount of years, you've never had a full outage.
It's one of our main talking points when we're talking with customers, the other being the support.
Yeah.
All U.S.-based, Tier 2, Tier 3 technicians.
One thing I learned today when you're talking with our team is on all the phones, there's actually a help button.
Yep.
And if Susie wants to add another quick dial button to her phone or needs help with something, all you do is you hit that button and you're going to speak to someone in the United States in 16 seconds or less.
On average, 16 seconds or less. They typically pick up on the first couple of rings. And we could always test it, but they don't like when I do that because they're like, stop it. We need to be ready to receive some phone calls.
You're throwing off the numbers.
I'm throwing off the numbers. But on average in 2023, it was 16 seconds. To talk to a U.S.-based tech support team. Yeah. Anybody can call in, and Susie can call in and say, hey, we're getting terrible weather here. We need to close early. Change our voicemail to do that. Change our holiday hours or whatever. And they're talking to a Tier 2, Tier 3 technician, not having to get those notes passed up the chain. Mm-hmm. They're getting those issues handled in real time.
Very good.
Another thing about being down, power outage, we talked about earlier, if the internet goes out, right? The phone systems go out. Well, you can still have, through the Zoltus app, the ability to make and receive phone calls from your landline, your desk line, direct line.
From
your business number to and from your phone.
Correct. Exactly. It's one of, obviously we've never had a full outage in the last 9 years of being a hosted company. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if your internet goes down, because that's going to happen, a tree's going to fall on wires.
I think they were either running fiber somewhere or cutting something, and we went down. But all of our reps, all of our technicians, were able to use the Zoltus app in, and never. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Logged into the mobile app, was able to make and receive calls from their business number.
Yeah.
Now I'm not worried if I'm on vacation at 3 a.m. Les is calling me to say, hey, we've got a deal for you. Now I'll take that call. Yeah. I, of course, will take that call. But if I'm a technician or Tim and he's on vacation and something else is going wrong, you don't want the customers calling his personal cell phone number.
Yeah. We had an unfortunate run-in with a backhoe out in the parking lot. That's what Christine's referring to. So
put the internet down.
Yeah, took it all down. But yeah, so it was great. We were able to stay up and running.
And even that example that you said about hitting the help button, and you said to change whatever the greeting is because of a snow day. I just want to make it clear to everybody that's listening, you don't have to call. You have the ability to do it without calling. But if you do call Zoltus, we can help you do it.
Yeah.
Some customers like to take it in their own hands. And we'll give them that power. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're easy to learn, easy to use, easy to implement.
All the feedback on the training has been positive.
It's been great. Your team is phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you again for inviting us to the technology show. I thought it was great.
Yeah,
it was good. Too. I appreciate it.
I wish yesterday the snow day didn't happen. Your new office is awesome. I can't wait to see the podcast place there. But that's a very impressive building over there at Walsh College.
Yeah, it is. So we're proud of it. They're a great partner of ours. And, we're extending east. We're also extending, west across the state, too.
Yeah, I was visiting Ryan up in Grand Rapids. It was awesome.
He told me you got ride days and you're going to go out with him.
Very cool town up there, Grand Rapids. Yeah.
It's one of the most vibrant economic communities in the state, and it has been for the last few years.
Well, you've got the college right down there, right?
There's a college there. It's pro sports.
Beer City USA, too.
Beer City USA.
Yeah. I'll have to do that the next time. Oh, the weather was a little bit suspect.
They've got like the beer passport or the brewery passport.
Oh, fun.
Where it's literally a passport and you buy the passport for X amount of dollars. This is where we get down our rabbit holes. But you buy the passport for X amount of dollars and then you go and visit the different breweries and you get it stamped like passport. But then for all the different stamps for different breweries, you can win prizes through like the Beer City USA passport deal.
Ah, I should have done that.
Yeah, I just saw John over there making a note. Check expense report.
Check expense report for Peter for
him buying a passport for Grand Rapids.
Beer passport, Grand Rapids. Keeping an eye out for that.
In Michigan, there's a lot of cool spots in Michigan. Ann Arbor's cool. I mean, this is great.
You went to a spot last night with Jeremy, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to La Casa. It was awesome.
You went to a cigar bar, right?
Yeah. Went to a cigar bar, went with a couple other people. It was great. A couple other vendors as well. But that's the time that, is valuable with the sales team, because you really just get to talk to them and really get to understand what they're going through. But that place was awesome.
Yeah.
I was very upset I just found it, because I've been in Ann Arbor probably four or five times since then, and I haven't been there. I was never there. Now
you know. Yeah. Well, imagine what you'll find the next time.
The next time, right? Yeah.
Well, it'll be March Madness, so yeah.
It might be February. Okay. It might be coming back
in
February.
Oh, yeah, well, for our, for the tech show, that's going to be rescheduled.
Yeah, so that's cool. How did you, I just look back up a little bit, how did you guys end up, you know, with Zoltus? I mean, there's usually, so, like, I met you years before you were involved.
Really?
In. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
We did business two lives ago.
Yeah.
I worked for a distribution company for a long time, for 9 years. As a product manager for a handful of different lines, I was a jobber business development specialist. As a product manager, I had an opportunity to go work for a vendor who you guys have in your
in your
room. It's hanging up on the ceiling.
Yep.
Got it.
They were owned by Avaya, and Avaya, we've talked about, has had a couple issues and got laid off a year and 4 months ago. And luckily in this industry, in the telecom world, the technology world, everyone knows everyone. So I was unemployed, I like to say, for 48 hours. And I met Zoltus at various trade shows while I was at a previous job.
You met them at the trade show when we met.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to know some people in the industry, and I emailed them, and he said, "You don't have a job? Yeah, we want you to come on board." So luckily I was, you know, able to find something relatively quickly, and almost to the shock of my wife, she was like, "What? You found something?" She came in jokingly. She's like, "You find a job yet?" And I was like, "I actually did."
Yeah.
And she thought I was kidding, but it was 48 hours.
Woo, I snagged a good one.
Yeah. It worked out. It happened to work out. The business is very ancestral, so we all know each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found a good company with Zoltus, and I did some due diligence. I looked at a couple other places, some headset manufacturers and some other solutions, and just really felt great with what Zoltus's story was. So it was it was a good jump, and get to work with UTech even more.
Right.
And it's exciting, yeah.
So we, you know, our Zoltus relationship comes through a consultancy company in the IT MSP space. And I know they're very, very happy with the relationship. Very happy.
It's good.
They're good.
How
folks.
About you? Yeah.
My story is a little bit different. I was with Avaya for, I don't know, 9 or 10 years. I was, when I left there, I was director of sales for their enterprise up in New England, which I did for several years. I was also director of sales for their mid-market for some time, dabbled in SLED with them. So much larger company, and they were great to me. I didn't get laid off. I just stepped away for a while. And when I came back, you know, recruiters were reaching out, and there was, you know, other large companies that I talked to, and I decided I didn't want to do that. I wanted to go to a smaller company, and culture meant everything to me. So, ironically, their recruiter reached out to me, had a discussion, did a lot of due diligence about Zoltus, and interviewed with Justin, who was my boss. He was great. Went to interview with John. And then the closer was they flew me to Phoenix to play golf with them. So how could I say no?
Can't say no at that point.
Which is the tall one?
That's Justin.
That's Justin.
That's Justin.
Where'd you play out in Phoenix? You just got back from there.
I don't remember the name of the course. Justin used to live out there as a kid, so it was kind of stomping ground that he
took us
to.
Same with him. He went to ASU.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Party school.
What?
Number one party school in America.
One of them, yes.
It got that
probably
name.
Not
it got
after
that name
you
when,
left.
I was going to say, it got that name when Les was an undergrad there.
Once you left, it changed.
You know.
Probably
number one school in America for innovation.
ASU.
Number one school for sustainability.
Oh, what a school.
What'd you get for a degree there?
I studied business community. I studied what we're doing right now, and organizational structure, organizational communications.
And how long have you been with UTech?
So I've been with you. This will be my actually anniversary next week. 3 months or 3 years?
3 years.
Sorry. 3 years.
3 months.
Feels like 3 months. No,
yeah. It goes quick.
So I was with my previous company for 30 years, and so kind of same with you. It's tired of some big. Love the culture. Love being able to make an impact.
It's a great team. I can't say enough nice things about UTech. It's a great team. Yeah. Great organization.
Yeah, great partners. Like you guys, it's easy.
Yeah, the only negative is obviously you're in Ann Arbor, right? Because we're big Columbus fans
here
at this table.
Come on.
No, it's great. I love the partnership. It's phenomenal.
It's great. Good. You can joke about football.
Yeah, I can. I've finally gotten over the hump. Yeah. Of being
it's because our president is a Buckeye.
He's a Buckeye, yeah.
So you guys can go over there in the corner and suck your thumbs and
cry together.
Cry together.
I'm from New England, so I have no.
Yeah.
I do like Michigan, though.
Well, you good should. Man. You had a quarterback of for how many Super Bowls you guys win with the Michigan
Brady.
Quarterback? Brady?
I was a
Don't say that.
I'm a Jets fan.
The green. No. Don't say that.
I'm a Jets fan, so it's been a long life. We won the Super Bowl with Joe Namath the year I was born.
Yeah.
So I've struggled.
It's been a tougher run being until this year, Lions fan.
Yeah. Bro.
Good for you
Jets
guys.
Jets have had it made compared
so exciting.
To,
this is
compared
great.
To Detroit. I
mean, yeah, we're America's team now.
Yes. That place was loud from.
We were there.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I could hear it from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I could hear them from Cleveland.
I'm surprised Monday morning that we had voices. Like, we were screaming so loud.
But I really wanted the Browns to keep them all. Because wouldn't it be amazing you got
Browns,
the Great
Lions?
Lakes? Right at the Great Lakes, right? The Great Lakes Super Bowl.
The earth would have blown up the day before the Super Bowl.
Because
that's
not
happening.
That's never going to happen. Never.
That would have been that off-the-grid power outage that we haven't had.
Yeah.
So, football being said, what's everybody's pick for the Super Bowl?
I like to see Lions-Chiefs finish the season how it started. So, the very first game of the year, Thursday night football kicked off the season. They got their rings. We beat them at Arrowhead. I want to see us finish the season beating them at a Super Bowl.
Chiefs are all done this coming weekend, though.
Yeah. Baltimore's good.
Baltimore's good.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
But that's you asked me. My choice. Yeah. So that's my choice.
Yeah.
I'd say Ravens-Lions. I think if they can put some pressure on Purdy and score right away like they've been doing, that's the important part. Brock can't play from behind. So I think your team
is
phenomenal.
Well, here's the thing with us is all of our losses, our five losses this season, were all when we couldn't score 20 points or more.
Yeah.
So if we get to 20, there's a good shot. But we got to get in the end zone.
Yeah. We got a puncher's chance.
Yes.
That's all you can ask
it would
for.
Be bad.
One game. For. Did you ever think one game and you'd be in the Super Bowl?
60 minutes.
Did I tell you?
Being a Browns fan, yeah. I can't understand what you guys are feeling.
Yeah.
Thinking about this.
It's crazy.
All right, so I have a question.
Yeah.
After the Lions beat the Niners.
Yes.
And we realize, oh my God. Holy shit, we're going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What kind of bourbon are you drinking?
So, I actually have a wonderful bottle of what we're having here. It's unopened right now, Basil Hayden, and that's probably what I'll. Now, if I don't do bourbon, I will go to an Irish whiskey because I love it, a little Jameson on a cold night or a couple of cubes.
What about you, Peter?
The one in front of me. All I'd right. have to do it.
Basil Hayden?
What's when are you guys going to fly out to Vegas, though, when you do beat the 49ers? Has that been a discussion?
I just want to clarify Peter's answer. He said, what's the bourbon? He says the one in front of him. So that means it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's just whatever's in front.
I'm sipping it. Yeah. I'll enjoy it.
As you
should.
Slow
sip.
As you should.
Is it bourbon? I'll drink whatever's in it as well.
So you're not a big bourbon fan.
I'm not a big bourbon fan.
Do you have any type of drink you partake in?
I like vodka with a lime and a lemon in it.
So you like to go clear?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, that's my go-to, too.
Yeah, that's hers, Tito's. Almost identical, right?
Yeah. Well, no lemon. Or no lime, lemon.
Yeah, you're lemon.
Yeah, I can't do the soda, though. I just have it.
Oh, I do soda.
Straight.
Yeah, okay.
I get in enough trouble with the soda, I can't imagine just straight.
It's bad luck.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But I do like Basil Hayden. And another one, so I'm not a big, huge bourbon person, but I like how it tastes. I just wouldn't want full glass on ice. But another one that you introduced me to is Angel's Envy, which I really, really like.
I've heard that's good.
Yeah, very good.
Is that Buffalo Trace? Do they make the Angel's Envy? Or?
I do not believe so. No. I couldn't give you a fair answer. I don't think so, but I'll tell you, Angel's Envy, though.
That's like, if I saw one on a shelf, I'd be like, I like that one.
It's like lubricated water.
I heard it's good.
Yeah.
Angel's Envy.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yep.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Guys, let's toast to
cheers.
Our partnership.
Yeah,
and
thanks
to
for
our
being one of the partners.
Yep.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all.
Cheers.
It was a great event.
It was.